Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
Just been handed the latest report involving bus number 5 out of New Haven. And from all indications, we're sorry to report that there were no survivors.
What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You're a sick puppy.
This is the great Linda Bennett singing an old-fashioned Christmas recorded in 1975.
A horror movie.
Oh, here's the sun.
On my wedding day.
Oh my God. Honey, it's still Christmas week. This is so tragic.
Well, listen to me. This is what happens when you Google worst Christmas songs ever. You get this.
Oh, you're a sick puppy. But could you tell? First of all, what up, Heel Squad? Happy day after Christmas. It is
Boxing Day.
It is in the wee late hours of Christmas Day into the wee early hours of Boxing Day for us here. Oh, and we can hear Bobo smashing the doors downstairs because he wants to come up. He is demanding to be a part of this show.
Yeah, Brother Peter not taking one for the team. I'm like, you know, you could have a cuddle buddy all night.
Yeah, he doesn't want him.
Nope.
So, did you notice that I knew this was going somewhere in a weird way? She's singing about this perfect Christmas and how nothing bad is going to happen. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's weird. How does she know that? And you're looking at me when I'm talking and interjecting. You're like, no, wait. And I was like, wait, that's like such a bad message to send because so many people are having horrible days and suffering.
Welcome to life in the 70s. And you want to know why my generation's so messed up and why we messed up all our kids and made them all into little monsters? This is what we grew up with.
Honey, I can't. I think I need a second to digest this song. This is like really creepy.
A Gen Zer found it also on TikTok and then, you know, went off on it. And it's gotten a little bit of a shelf life now. A little bit of a cult following. Still can't find Linda Bennett. There's another Linda Bennett, born in 62, who apparently is a clothing designer. I cannot find the Linda Bennett singer or the producers of this song.
Well, I'm officially horrified by the song, and I really wish that I wasn't going to officially go to sleep at some point with that in my head. So hopefully we can change the juju.
Well, we're going to do it right now. I'm going to give you a little history of Boxing Day, Maria.
Oh, wonderful.
Today being Boxing Day, the day after Christmas, it's a holiday celebrated, of course, after Christmas Day. And though it originated as a holiday to give gifts to people in need, Boxing Day forms part of Christmas celebrations, with many choosing to take advantage of Boxing Day sales. It originated in the UK. Oh, I thought this was a Canada thing. No, Canada. And it celebrated many Commonwealth nations. The attached bank holiday or public holiday may take place on the 20th December, if necessary, to ensure it falls on a weekday. Boxing Day is also concurrent with the Christian festival, St. Stephen's Day. Did not know that there was a St. Stephen the Mew. But you know, I really think that this somehow should take on, this should be bigger.
If anybody can do it, it's you, Boo.
Well, you know, I had friends, I had heard one of the premier cliques from my high school would host a party.
For Boxing Day?
Yes, they would host a Boxing Day party. And why they did it was they knew Christmas Eve and Christmas Day they would be seeing families.
So that was their day to see each other.
Yes. And I thought it was rather brilliant.
Interesting.
So this could be the day for a cleanup. Could be something. Now here out in...
Wait, what does that mean, a day for cleanup?
I mean like cleanup in terms of you seeing all your friends that you couldn't see.
I like Christmas Eve Eve and Christmas Eve squared.
I like that better as well, but I think...
Because there's still excitement and anticipation.
There is.
Like, I think we're going to wake up to... Well, in like a few hours... I think we're going to wake up and we're going to actually clean and organize and do things like that tomorrow.
No, that'll be the day after, I think.
Okay.
But normally, yes.
I wanted the day after to be about vision boards and meeting for the future.
Well, we have all week for that. And we're going back old school, like we used to back in the day. This week used to be about recalibrating and setting up for the new year. We will be doing that, and by the way.
Highly recommend it.
We'll have a show today. It's Tuesday. We'll also have one for Wednesday. Then I think there'll be a throwback. Obviously, there will be an RGF, I think. And then we'll have a New Year's Day show. So we'll cover a lot of this stuff on how to prepare for the new year. But, I mean, today being Boxing Day, odds, maybe we're not quite ready for that.
Okay.
Maybe, you know what,
I'll
here's
flow.
The thing.
My word for the new year is going to be flow, so I'll flow.
Well...
I'll start practicing. My flow.
I think the Boxing Day maybe works with younger people. Because I remember they had it when they were all younger. Because I do think the day after when you have kids and things like that, most families are away or the kids are on vacation. You know, or you're doing events with your kids. So yeah, maybe the Boxing Day, I don't know, maybe it's a fail.
I think it's definitely been a fail.
Well, I don't know if it's been a fail.
I've never heard anybody say they celebrate Boxing Day.
Well, there's
never once. Not once. Until, actually, I shouldn't say that. You just told me your friends did.
Yeah, but
so
I don't think they celebrated it. I want to get some love to Kwanzaa. I think we need more people out celebrating Kwanzaa. I don't think there's a lot. I think there's.
Who celebrates Kwanzaa?
I don't think anyone celebrates. I think people know about
it. But what religion is it attached to? I forget.
It's not really attached to one.
Really?
Mm-mm. No.
What's it about?
I don't know enough about it to say. Remember I sat next to this host from PBS. Steve the Steamer would know who he is. He does a show about genealogy and celebrity genealogy on PBS. He's pretty famous. I sat next to him at the Celtics game.
Oh, yeah.
And he and I geeked out about Kwanzaa, and at the time I had done a lot of research on it, and it's a professor who's basically still down in Long Beach, and I think he still might even be a professor who created it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the person I sat next to, whose name is escaping me, I'm sorry, the host of the show, and he was saying, yeah, well, it's all made up. He said, but then again, aren't all these holidays made up? Of course. So, and you know me, whatever what, but whatever does what?
Gets you likes?
Well, obviously, no, whatever moves the needle.
Can we discuss? I have a question for the Heel Squad.
No, come on. Why? I'm just going to get mocked. Why? I can already tell by the tone.
I have a question. When you guys get new clothes, do you wash them before you wear them? My husband is in bed next to me wearing his new Adidas shorts that my dad got him for Christmas. Yes.
And I will tell you why. Because I don't think your dad thinks that I like them, and so I'm wearing them as solidarity. So I want to wake up and want him to see me wearing them, because they're really comfortable, and they're a soft cotton, and you know I like that. Well, maybe you don't know that, because why is my life important? But I do like that for my sleeping shots.
Okay.
And so I wanted to wake up and show him I'm wearing them, to show it, because you had mentioned we got some Christmas gifts. We had a return for sizes, but you also did not like some of the styles we got.
Yes, yeah, some things I would change.
It's going to create a little controversy. It could be controversial.
Could be controversial. But I wonder if people do that, because I've heard that garments, when they're being made, they're just thrown around and it's like really dirty and gross. And so I've been really a stickler in recent years about washing everything before I wear them, so you don't get any irritations or anything like that.
Well, you know me, I'm not going anywhere because I have dragon's blood.
That's just me. But I also, I wanted to play a game with you, but I don't know if you're willing to play with me.
I'm always down to clown. You know that.
You're always down to clown. Okay. Well, we will do it after our break. But before we go to a break, we had a really great Christmas. I hope you guys did too. We just stayed home, and my dad and my brother really handled all the cooking.
They all handled the business.
I don't even know what I even did while they were cooking. I mean, I took care of Athena.
Oh, Athena, you're with you.
I did some of my therapies, my red light and stuff like that. But, oh, I did my face ice bath as well, which my dad thought was hilarious.
You just put ice in a bowl?
Ice in a bowl with water, and I kept plunging my face. And Dr. Allison told me it was really, really good for me. I forget all the reasons why, but she said it's really healthy for all of us to do.
Okay.
It creates light in your body, the cold. Anyway, which is why you're supposed to cold plunge. But for me, there was a doctor who said he didn't think cold plunging was good for me at the moment. So, yay, I got out of cold plunging for a little bit. I'm still doing it in my shower, though. I'm doing the end of my showers with a little bit of cold. It's quick. We can all do it. It sucks, but enjoy your hot water shower for a while and then just throw that cold on. But I've been doing the face cold plunges. Anyway, my dad and Peter really handled all the cooking. I just made your stuffing that you said I mailed in.
Yeah, no, by the way, idea for New Year. I want Heel Squad could just write these things down and remind us. It's called Maria's Mail It In Stuffing.
Shut up, honey.
No, I think it's great. And then
I didn't mail it in.
And I'm going to create a mail it in cookbook for you. It's about all recipes you just want to do quick and mail it in.
When have I ever mailed in anything I've cooked? I love cooking.
Today's stuffing, which is amazing because I love Maria's Mail It In Stuffing. By the way, just the whole like Maria's Mail It In blank. You tell me that's not a winner.
No, I think that's a funny,
right?
Funny
brand. I'm writing that down right now. That's a great cookbook.
I told you it was a cookbook.
The busy mom comes home and what?
Mails she wants in her to husband's mail.
And the family, the whole family's mail. She's got to mail it in.
Maria's, yeah, well, why are we stuck at doing that anyway?
That's right. Maria's mail
you
it in.
You should be doing it too.
Yeah, but I don't have the full. It's a Kevin's mail it in. Maria's mail it in. Maria's mail
Got
it in. Maria Menounos' mail it in. Mail it in meals or mail it in menu? Mail it in meals.
But we made a cheese board, guys.
A cheese what?
A cheese bod.
Yep.
It was so yummy. Oh my God. I'm not a big cheese eater. I mean, I have cheese on things. I can't say that I'm not a cheese eater, because the world is all about incorporating cheese into everything. So really, we eat it a lot, I guess, in life. I've definitely stopped in this last like year and a half. I've been eating less and less dairy because of my whole health protocol with Dr. Allison. I do my feta cheese and, you know, a little here or there randomly, but I'm mainly protein and vegetables. And so I don't really have a lot of dairy, but man, I consumed a lot of dairy today because we also had our spinach pies and our cheese pies. Oh my God. I think I might have officially burnt out on them today, honey.
Okay. Can we, again, you know, I was Greeked out as always. These holidays where I try to carve out some, you know, Italian, some Americana. And this is why I pushed for the ham, the turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing.
There was only four of us, and Kevin had ham, turkey, roast beef.
I didn't have all that. That was your dad. I just said, get a ham, and let's just once do the traditional things. And, of course, the cheese pies. I'm like, oh, because we never have those every freaking week.
But I wanted those.
We have cheese pies and spinach pies. I have no problem with that. But it was the same potatoes, the same. I mean, guys, come on. Just can we have one traditional meal for the holidays? And then we can move on. You know, I won the battle of Italian.
But that's
Christmas
what my dad makes, honey. He makes Greek food. He doesn't make Italian food.
Your dad is amazing.
You trained my mom to do it.
No, I put him on the ham, and that was his first ham, and he killed it. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to go to
mashed
potatoes.
Who eats a ham anymore?
Usually for Easter. Really? I'm telling you right now. Listen to me. Your heel squad's going to write back, and they're going to say, Maria, I need your mail-it-in stuffing recipe. And they're going to say,
it's just Stouffer's, guys. You put a cup and a half of water. You boil it with four tablespoons of butter.
You yawn as you do it. You just kind of throw it in half.
I did not do that.
Yeah. No, it was really nice.
Guys, I really didn't do that. But yeah, it was just like peaceful. And we watched this really crazy documentary. So there was, what was the other one called with the doctor, honey? So you guys, Dr. Death.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen like the Tinder Swindler. This was like Tinder Swindler meets Dr. Death, which was that spine surgeon who literally manipulated his way up to the highest ranks of like spine surgery and was revered and whatever, and was killing people left and right and leaving like, you know, scalpels in their bodies when they, you know, sewed them up. I mean, just like crazy negligent murderer.
But so cocky, which I loved.
But so cocky.
As Randall would say, confidence of the devil.
So there was a new one, and I don't watch dark stuff anymore. I don't get to watch much anything. We watch 90 Day Fiancé because I think it's the greatest human experiment ever. And maybe a little South Park
really
here or there.
We don't get to watch much
anymore.
Kevin,
we know what we got to watch this week is the Challenge reunion. Challenge.
Yeah, we have to go
on MTV.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we got to catch up on that. So, anyhow, what was this documentary called on Netflix? Doctor something.
The Surgeon of Death? No.
Will you look it up?
Bad Surgeon? I'll look it up right now.
Anyway, it was crazy. So it's about this Italian doctor, Paolo Macarini or something.
Bad Surgeon, Love Under the Knife.
Yeah, Bad Surgeon, Love Under the Knife.
Dr. Paolo Macarini.
So he apparently created these plastic, he was all about regenerative medicine. And he created these like plastic windpipes for people who had, you know, windpipe issues. Some people were in car crashes or other people had cancer, whatever. He never did any studies or tests on this thing. He was like, oh, we put the plastic in. First, we inject it with stem cells. Guys, what morons bought into this idea? I don't know.
Everybody. No, literally.
I'm talking about the medical institutions, the poor humans are just desperate for a solution.
No, the medical institutions, but let me just paint the picture for everyone. Imagine a pool vacuum cleaner hose.
Yes.
And he's like, here's your new trachea. And then he paints it with a pink fluid that's your stem cells and inserts it in your throat.
And it's going to all grow back.
And he
jams it into your throat. This poor one woman was coughing up organs, like bits and pieces of her organs. I mean, it was like another woman was rotting on the inside. She's like, no one wants to even be near me. And she, I mean, this was just someone who was slowly dying. Forget, like, she wasn't like, oh, I can't have a social life. She was slowly dying. This is, it's so unbelievable. He was world renowned. Everyone was talking about how he was like a messiah. And so it's so, I think these things are so important. You guys should see Dr. Death too. I think these are so important just so that we are more aware of what's possible out there. The Tinder swindler too. Like when people just are so wrapped up in significance and materials, that should be a little bit of a red flag as to the character of that person, I think.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I mean, I think of Dr. Black who operated on you. And you know the first thing he said when he came to our house?
What?
Why do you have so many cars?
Oh, yeah.
Because he wasn't that.
No.
Very conservative. But again, you know, you don't want to label that. But when you do see these people living these opulent, fabulous lives, it makes you wonder where their heart really is. Especially when they're painting themselves as they're all about saving people and...
I don't know, like, because these poor women.
I mean, do you mind if we just? I'm sorry.
Put a pin in it.
Yes. Do you mind if we just right now? We're just gonna put a pin in this.
Go ahead.
We're gonna take a break. Been going for a long time. When we come back, we'll follow up with that. And then, Maria, I'm gonna tell you something else because I know it's a chat show.
What?
And I know we're gonna get a little heavier as the week goes on. We're gonna do a year in review.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna go over the wins and the losses and the wins, and then we're gonna look forward to what we're going to do next year and hopefully give people advice on how they can move.
And a great quote you guys all need to hold on to for the new year.
Really?
That's mic drop quote, yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to hear that one as well. But when we come back, I know you're dying to know how all the celebrities handled their Christmas. So I have a big report on that coming up.
Oh, wow, honey. What an investigative journalist on this Christmas day going into Boxing Day, whatever it is.
It's Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine Hair and Conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's TheWay.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
Okay, some of this got listed on the worst Christmas songs. I would say it's not bad enough.
Honey, it's pretty bad.
Well, just depressing. I don't know. They brought some special suits. I don't know. Looks like it's.
Wait.
Oh, someone's gonna shit the bed. Oh, yeah, no, it is.
This is really bad.
Oh, it's another good one. Oh.
Oh, no. Yeah. Honey, his mom died?
Yeah, she's gone. Yeah. You know, I know it's not RGF, but it's a chat show. Listen, can I teach you?
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah, she's out the door. Can I teach you people the correct terminology?
She's out the door.
When someone Honey. Good dies versus when someone bad dies, how you describe it?
Okay.
Yeah, there she is in the hospital.
Honey, this is so dark. What? I don't like this.
It's called The Christmas Shoes.
The stupid song. Oh, look, I put in my calendar to start watching The Challenge.
Gotcha.
Tomorrow.
Okay, but also put down Watch the Christmas Shoes starring Rob Lowe.
Honey, is that really what the movie's called?
Yes.
No, sir.
Yeah.
The Christmas Shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, she's gone.
Sir, I want to buy these shoes.
Yeah.
This is the worst. Okay, please make it end.
Okay, so from the great Randall Malone, the one and only, we talk about him, RJF, all the time, cult legend, extraordinaire. When he liked somebody or was a good person who passed away, he would say about this, if this lady is a good person who's, getting her last pair of shoes for Christmas before she shits the bed.
Honey.
He would say, after she died, if she was a good person, he'd say, she received her promotion. He would never say the person died.
Okay. Yeah, I liked that.
But then, if it was a bad person, conversely, he would say, oh, no, she paid. She paid last Tuesday. So, you know.
Honey, I don't really like talking about death today.
Listen,
We're not.
I'm just saying, it's just a little tip to help everyone out.
Okay.
Moving right along. Okay, great. Now,
Moving right along.
So.
You're sick,
what are we
puppy.
Thinking? Would you like to hear what all the celebrities are doing? No, I put a pin in your stupid story.
I didn't finish about my documentary.
Yeah, go, please.
No, I think it's important people see these things because, you know, there were these women. It's kind of like the Tinder swindler. These women who were swept off their feet by him. He had multiple women, fake weddings, saying that the Pope was going to marry them and Hillary and Bill Clinton were coming and the Obamas were coming. This guy lived to tell tales, big tales, personal, medical, everything. And then, I mean, he bamboozled so many women. Then the worst was one of the like young men he killed with his plastic pool tube. He kept calling the mom after, and the mom loved him. She was just like, everyone believed in this doctor.
Wait, the one he hit on?
And then he hit on her.
Yeah, no, but...
And swept her off her feet.
But listen...
And I don't know if they got married, but he impregnated her. They had a baby, and then later she had to find out that he was
this
massive liar who now she has to feel guilty over falling in love with this guy and having a baby when he murdered her son. Oh, here comes the pin.
Okay, we're just going to put a pin in that right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to apologize because we just gave away all the spoilers for anyone who wants to see this now.
Oh, shit.
But there's still more stuff in there. So just putting a pin in it for that reason. But also want to say, this is why he's the ultimate heel.
Wait, did I ruin it for everybody?
No, there's other stuff in there. But listen, I think that it's more important. You don't need to spend 3 hours during your Christmas week to get depressed watching this. Honestly, sorry to say avoid it.
Okay.
I think the lesson is, no matter how desperate you are in those situations, you really have to kick the tires and look people head to toe. I mean, but I was going to say, why he's the ultimate wrestling villain is he basically... One of his victims, the mom was a pretty blonde. He starts hitting on the mom. So partly it's like, oh, why not get a free piece? But the other part is because now he gets with her.
She's never going to sue
him. She blocks the... Because he did get prosecuted for that, but he was found innocent because, you know, she was on his side.
Yeah.
So, excellent supervillain.
Unbelievable.
5-star supervillain.
And listen, like, how do you even, like... He passed so many institutions. Now, he was doing all this stuff internationally, but the other doctor, Dr. Death, he was in America, and he kept moving from institution to institution. People were too scared to stand up to him and fight him. These other people in Sweden, I think it was, they almost lost their... I mean, they did. They got fired from their careers. They thought that they were just professionally jealous of this guy. Meanwhile, they're blowing the whistle on him, murdering people. But, you know, it's really hard to know who is legit and who isn't, that to the point where even medical institutions don't, you know, it gets by them.
I don't know. All right, listen, you go on Angie's List and find out. Anyway,
honey,
John Travolta celebrated his holiday by going on a ski trip with his kids.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, honey, go ahead.
Dancing with the Stars pros Val Chirp. You would know.
Chimarkovsky, honey.
Thank you. And Jenna Johnson took their son to Rome. And as you can see, the 11-month-old did not take well to Santa.
That was a really funny picture. See, I liked that.
Okay. Why, you'd seen this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oprah and her loved ones are decked out in purple this Christmas to celebrate the new version of Color Purple.
Very nice. Honey, I don't know when you became an entertainment journalist for Heel Squad.
No, this is a new thing I'm adding to the show. Because, you know, and thank you, Alyssa, for reminding me that today was supposed to be Polka Tuesday. But you, of course, never let that get off the ground. Mm-hmm. Remember, I had it piloted and I was ready to go?
Yeah.
Sunk a lot of money into developing that.
Honey, I can't.
Anyway, now we're on to celebrity chat. Okay, Taylor Swift attended the Kansas City Chiefs versus Raiders game.
That didn't work out for them.
Nope. She donned a Santa hat with an 87, Kelsey's number on top. Yeah, I'm telling you, the Taylor curse, you've heard it here first, Casey will not win the Super Bowl. And she will be blamed for it. Not that she should be blamed, but they will not win the Super Bowl. I digress. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend took their 4 kids to New York for the holiday. We've done that. Oh, my God. Look at him.
That's a her, honey.
Yeah, look at her.
Look at the little bow on her
head. Oh, my God. She's so squishy.
So cute.
How old, Maria?
I don't know.
Can't be much older than Athena. She's small.
I don't know.
Maybe a year. Okay. Singer Jesse James Decker and her 3 children wore matching pajamas to mark their last Christmas as a family of 5 before her and Eric Decker's 4th child, a boy, arrives.
They got a lot of kids. A
lot of kids. Okay, Mariah the Queen Carey. Of Christmas, Mariah, is celebrating the holiday with a sleigh ride. Now, we had heard that from a little inside baseball. We had heard that from Benny Medina 10 years ago, that one of his jobs was always to get her the sleigh and the reindeers, which I just think I love. I love the madness. Early this month, she took her twins to the White House to view the Christmas decorations and meet Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Lance Bass took some silly inspiration from the Barbie movie to convince his husband, Michael, that they absolutely need 35 Christmas trees and new decor every year, which I love.
Honey, we need to reconnect with Lance because that is so awesome. By the way, Paris Hilton posted today and with her family photo, and we're all wearing the same pajamas in our family photos.
Oh, does it? Yeah.
From Posh Peanut. These are just so cozy.
Okay, but, mushy. But.
P.S. Mine has spit up all over them right now, and I'm going to go to bed, and I don't care because I'm going to do all the sheets tomorrow.
I like the spit up smell.
Thank you, Boo.
No, a lot of people, I know, like, one of your friends was like, get her away from me. I'm having a headache. This is making me sick. Wait, but it reminds me of Athena, the smell.
I have the craziest story ever. Can I tell it?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so guys.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
The other day.
It's the Tuesday Chat Show, by the way.
The other day.
And that concludes this week's Celebrity Talk for Tuesday.
The other day I was... It was like the day before Christmas, or the 23rd, let's say, Christmas Eve, maybe, I don't know, or Christmas Eve. And I was doing this spiritual clearing session with this healer that was gifted to me.
Okay.
And 1 minute before we start the session, Bobo sneaks into the backyard and is demanded to come in the side door of the guest house. Okay, so I let him in. Max pushes through the front door. I didn't know if the front door was even open. Max lays right next to my chair. Bobo gets on my lap. I said to the lady, I log into the Zoom and I said, this is so weird. My dogs never do this. They've never wanted to sit here. And she goes, no, dogs love spiritual sessions because they're just like instinct and what did she say? They were instinct and spirit. There's no interference. Like, we have minds and free will and thoughts.
Right.
So we interrupt that. Yeah, they're totally pure.
Well, that's why when a dog goes blind or even blind and deaf, we as humans, because we depend on those senses, we're so lazy, we depend on those senses so much. They have other senses they depend on. So when we had a blind and deaf dog, he was fine.
Yeah. They figure it out.
Yeah.
So, okay, so they sit on my lap. I go through the whole session. It was actually pretty interesting. And then I get up and I go to my workout in the gym. And I see something on my pants. I go, oh, must have been when I picked up Athena. She must have spit on me. So I kind of wipe it. And then later I'm doing all these things and I'm smelling. And I'm like, this smells so bad. Why does this smell like what I think it smells like? And so... I get through the session, finally, like, why do I smell like semen? And then I realize, oh my God, I haven't been with Athena in 2 hours. And the only thing I've been in contact with was Bobo, who sat on my lap. His special area was right on that spot. Honey, I don't want to say inappropriate words, but I am going to. Oh my gosh, this is so bad. He jizzed on me.
Oh.
I didn't know dogs could do that.
Of course.
Honey, it smelled so gross. I couldn't take it. And I was like, this can't be a Venus throw up. So yeah, I'm like mom lifing in a big way. Because even, I mean, that's just a whole other level. So...
Okay, well, everyone's been waiting, of course, for the best day after Christmas sales. I'm reporting in.
Honey.
Scoop wet. This is the new Tuesday show.
Oh, welcome. Really?
This is the new format.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's our experimental, you know, we, here's the thing.
Experimental.
You end the season this way because you know no one's listening. So when no one's listening, this is when you put on the experimental
How many
programming.
People are listening.
Well, for the six or, well, now you have like 12. So for the 12 people listening this week, we're going to get feedback on my new segments.
Okay.
So it's Tuesday in a Celebrity's Life. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm just going to add this one. Because you know, I'm a consumer expert. So
Wait,
consumer
before
expert.
You go on a gifts to you, what? Can we just talk about how cute it was that my dad got us all gifts? My dad never was that person because my mom did all of it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wasn't that kind of sweet?
Yeah.
It was so cute.
It was amazing.
This is for Athena. And then every time he gave it to us, like, I don't know. I mean, Demi helped me. Like, he just, I don't know what you people like. Mommy always, she did it.
You know, I realize I missed, even though I definitely threw a lot of loot around outside the house, I really didn't do any Christmas shopping this year, and I think that's underwhelmed my Christmas.
Yep, that's not like you.
No, it's way more fun. I just, too many scams going on.
Yeah.
How many more scams
so
and be a dadfluencer and a night nurse?
You can only do so much.
I have so many pieces of business
mm-hmm.
going on. All right.
Okay, do your segment.
Let's get right to it. Okay. Top six things you want to buy tomorrow or today if you're out shopping. Winter clothing.
I don't want to go today. I want to go tomorrow.
Okay,
day after
great.
Christmas is always the craziest.
We have reasons we're going today. Toys and small gifts. Obviously, Christmas decorations.
Because they're on sale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fitness products. The fitness industry runs contrary to the logic of charging higher prices during periods of high demand. That's because the demand for fitness goods after Christmas is fragile in that it hinges on one tradition. Most people make New Year's resolutions to get in shape and lose weight. The stores and gym know this, and they capitalize upon everyone's great intentions by running sales on fitness equipment, video workouts, and gym memberships after the first of the year. Although everything from exercise balls and treadmills can be bought cheap in the new year, there are even bigger deals in the used markets. If you can hold on a few more months, you can usually find killer deals on Craigslist and at garage sales for almost new fitness equipment that people purchased at the beginning of the year and then never end up using. Yeah, I always say you can get great fitness equipment on Facebook Watch and Facebook Marketplace. Food. Food is in demand year-round, but the type of food that's in demand changes drastically after the holidays. So baking supplies, wine, cheese, and seasonal flavors of products are all on the way out. Grocer's clearance.
Let's buy our Christmas cookies on sale for next year.
Yeah, basically. Okay, consumer electronics. Black Friday can have some great electronic deals, but you can find sales that are just as good or better after the new year. Okay, this is supposed to be for the day after Christmas. Listen, guys, I'm going to do you one better. Now, we're running short on time.
Are you updating the segment?
Yes. Is that what they call this?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay. You know, we used to know the editor of Good Housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
It's been on our show many times.
Yes.
Megan.
Yes.
Megan McKenzie? No. Megan McCarthy. Megan Mullally.
No, my brain is dead.
Mm-hmm. Mail it in, Megan. Mail it in, Megan. This one doesn't mail it in at all.
No.
She's actually got a big Instagram.
She doesn't mail anything in.
She was named by her town, the spirit CEO of her town,
yeah.
The mayor.
No, she's amazing.
Okay, one of the Heel Squad people is going to know.
Okay.
Right now, it's Mail It In Megan.
Could be Megan Murphy, but it's not.
It could be Megan Murphy, or it could be Mail It In Megan.
Do you want me to look it up?
No, I like the idea of her becoming Mail It In Megan. That's
okay,
a great, by the way, that's a great swerve.
Honey, you're a sick puppy.
No, but you know what? Here's the thing in wrestling. When people get used to that one character over and over again, you have to have the swerve. You have to have the turn, the heel
okay,
turn.
Go ahead.
I'd love to see Megan go heel. And stop being so all effing and be Mail It In Megan. Okay, write that one down too.
Okay, done.
So, okay, we've got three big ideas brewing, people. Good Housekeeping. Good Housekeeping. If you remember, she told us how the Good Housekeeping seal of approval has been around for 100 years and
yes.
They don't take any ad money.
I don't buy anything without it.
So you always check the Good Housekeeping seal of approval on various products you want to buy. You always get something good. Well, anyway, this, right now they put out an article, the 56 best after Christmas sales of 2023. And they even go over the various stores. So at Amazon, just so you know, save up to 45% on things like the Kindle Scribe, Ring video doorbells, Amazon Fire TVs, and more. Save up to 50% on Beats earbuds and over-the-ear headphones. 40% on sweaters, workout clothes, puffer jackets, and more. 33% on Shark vacuums. Now over at Walmart's, $250, you can save up to $250 on Dyson vacuums. We need one. We want to get a battery one, remember?
For, I know, I want one
right,
of those
tall. A nice light one that we'll have up here for the second flower.
Yes.
50% on all Barbie toys at Walmart.
Oh, Athena save needs
up,
Barbie.
Save up to $150 on select luggage sets. And then they even have lists for Wayfair, Abercrombie & Finch, and even Bloomingdale's. They list it all. Up. Oh, there's your store.
Macy's.
Shop Macy's sales section to take up to 70% off thousands of items, whether you're
Macy's
shopping for men's.
Macy's has the best sales.
There you go. Well, tomorrow, 70% off, or today.
Use our link, guys, macy's.com/heel squad. I've got so many picks on there for things, clothing, fashion, everything, beauty.
I have to go, Maria, because I know you don't, well, you always criticize me, but, and I really appreciate it. I really need some slacks. So I'm going to go to Macy's tomorrow and get some slacks.
Okay.
Well, I think this was a highly informative and entertaining.
Slightly horrifying.
Day after Christmas show, Boxing Day show. And I think we really dropped some things to replace Polka Tuesday for 24.
Can I share the quote that I want you guys to think about
to
until our next
on?
Conversation?
All right, Harry, we're running over.
Okay, and then we'll play a game in the next episode when we do another one. So apparently it's from Angelina Jolie, and it says, "Be careful how much you tolerate. You are teaching them how to treat you." Be careful how much you tolerate. You are teaching them how to treat you.
All right.
I'm going to leave you with that. Put a pin in it.
Thank you.
When we chat next time, we will break that down. But I just want you guys to marinate on that, because I've been marinating on it for days. And I love it. I don't love this scary video Kevin's playing for us on YouTube right now.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. Over fields we go.
I don't think this is so bad.
No, the video's horrible.
But here's the thing with clever search engine optimization. It's titled "Worst Christmas Song Ever?" Question mark. See, it should be "Worst Christmas Video." Song's fine.
Yeah, it's definitely gone down to the tube, Sonny.
Yeah, it's a worst video, right? You wouldn't say it's like the worst song, would you?
Well, they made a great song terrible with whatever they did to it. Kevin's just going to keep playing horrible songs.
Oh, come on. They're really going to say that Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time is one of the worst songs.
Honey, you have to do your homework before you start playing this stuff. That's your problem.
Yeah, that's lazy producing.
That and wearing shorts you haven't washed.
It's the two...
Honey, that first song you played us was horrifying enough. I don't think we need another one.
Yeah, maybe we don't.
I don't think we do. I think we just need to say, friends, we love you. Be nice people. Make good choices.
Christmas comes but once a year.
And be present.
And when it comes, it brings good cheer. A season of goodwill and fun.
They're harmonizing well.
And yet while most of us feel festive, Grinches out there just get restive and spoil it all for everyone. Though it's too much to expect you to be nice, you'll find that life is easy.
I like this so far.
Try not to be a cunt, it's Christmas. Take a dip from Santa's elf.
I like that.
The rest of us are doing our best to be jolly, so don't go looking like we swallowed a bunch of holly. Don't
my God, why have I never heard this song? That's,
you gotta love, I tell you, that's British humor.
Amazing. I love that song.
Well, I
definitely
guess
not the worst song ever.
I guess we'll see yous all on Wednesday.
See yous all on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet chili Wonderful Pistachios. Wonderful Pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit WonderfulPistachios.com to grab a bag.